calling FM billing department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Hi. I received this in a past due statement for an amount that I think was already paid.
Okay. Okay. Let me check for it. Could you please help me out with the date of birth?
Well, my date of birth is 4/16/72.
Okay. 4/16/72.
Yes.
And what's the good name?
David Sherratt.
Got it. Okay, and what's your health concern? Like, you have received the invoice, right? I'm sorry, the bill.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
May I know the date of service?
It is 5/14/25.
5/14. Are you sure the date of service is the 5/14?
5/14, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, but we don't have the date of any claim for this date of service, 5/14/2025.
That's what it says for William Sherratt, Jordan Murray, PA.
Can you check that? Like, where did you receive the invoice from? The MFM?
It's from MFM, yeah. Yep, 5/14/25.
I'm sorry, but there is no claim of this date of service. 5/14/2025. Yeah, there is no claim of that.
Well, what family ID number are you looking at?
I'm looking at in your ID, David Sherratt.
Yeah. You have the number? I'll give you the number to make sure we're looking at the right. I mean, I have a bill sitting here, so it says overdue, and it's that service date. So, and this is the second time I've received an overdue notice. I paid this already in July. So,
okay.
This is a you must have the statement in front of you because it's your statement. It's a statement date of 8/9/25.
Eight, 9/25 or the 5/14/25?
Well, I said 5/14/25 because you asked for the date of service. Now I'm giving you the date of the statement, which is 8/9/25.
Will you just tell me, like, whose name is written over there? Is it David Sherratt or someone else?
You're speaking to David Sherratt. It is my, it's my account. I'm listed as the guarantor.
Okay.
And I'm the one who gets the statement, which was dated 8/9/25, which is in my hands right now.
Okay, then you don't owe any amount, first of all. Okay, and the second thing, we don't have any date of service of 5/14/2025. We have only date of service claim of 5/12/2025. And we just send you the bill on just on the June 8, 2025. After that, we didn't send you any bill.
You most certainly did. I have it in my hand. It says 8/9/25, and I also got one on 7/5/25 from MFM Health.
I'm sorry about that, but there's no sending amount over here in your account. Instead, there is actually credit amount is over here in your account, $147.02. This is a credit amount, and you don't.
Yeah, well, that's the amount that says it's. That's the amount that says it's past due, so you must have it under a... I must have overpaid under the wrong account.
Do you have any other account also?
I have a family, and we have four different people, and I get bills for each person, all addressed to me, for a different patient. So I'm calling because the patient was a different person in my family, and that's what I have the bill for. So you're crediting payments to the wrong... to the wrong balances. Because my credit account... What?
then it can be a possible, like for someone, your family member, you have received the invoice. I'm sorry, the bill.
Yeah.
One thing, will you please tell me the any other one, family member, the date of birth, so I can look into that also.
Sure. 9/9/2012.
9/9/2012.
Yeah.
Oh, William Sharaf, right?
Yes.
Just a moment. Oh, yes. Yes, William have this date of service claim, and also he owe the $147.02.
So you don't think it's funny that there's a credit of $147.02 under one name and a past due amount of $147 under a different name, and they're all in the same insurance family? All with the same account number. You don't find that. You don't find that interesting.
I think there is some mistake. Like the you send the check, right? You paid this amount by check, but unfortunately they credit the amount $147.02 in your debit account, not in the William.
Okay.
Account.
So right. So you're gonna fix it, please.
Yeah. Sure. Just a moment. Let me check. Your insurance is a Harvard Pilgrim Health, right?
Yes.
Okay, and William, which insurance he hold? Okay, the same insurance also have the by the William.
Yes.
Just the member ID is just are different, right?
The member ID, probably. I don't know. I don't see member IDs on here.
Actually, your debit member ID is ending with this 0300, and William's and member ID end with the 030. I'm sorry, 0303.
Okay. Well, those, as far as I can see, those aren't written on invoices. So when you pay by check, it should there's no ability to distinguish between member IDs because the invoice just has them being paid.
Yeah, I think you have when you pay when you send the check, right? They just clear the check in your account, David's account, not in the William's account. No way. I will check with my team what like if we can transfer this amount in the William's account. So we will. Okay.
Yes.
You're
writing a check.
Yeah, we have a credit amount in your account. Debit, okay, and if we can transfer this amount from debit to the William, so we will do, okay.
Am I going to hold until you find out if you can or not?
No, you don't have to be hold, okay, we will, I will check with my team, and we will try to transfer this amount, credit amount from your account to the William's account.
Definitely will, or you have to find out if it's possible.
Yeah, sure. Anything else?
That was an either or question. Are you going to find out if it's possible, or are you going to make the transfer?
For that, I have to check with my team. Actually, I think we can do it. Okay. Just give me a moment. Let me check with my team. Okay. Please be online.
Thank you.
Okay, David. Thanks for being online. So I just checked with my team.
Sure.
Okay. So we will do the transfer the credit amount from your account to the William. Okay, but it will going to take 4 to 5 days. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah. Anything else that's gonna help you?
No, thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate
it. Yeah. Have a good day. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Yeah.